Better Block on Glass Street is this weekend. It's an event bringing a neighborhood together to better their community. Yesterday, I brought us a story about Rise Up Chattanooga, a temporary sculpture made from lone ladders that will be finished this weekend at Better Block. Today, I spoke with some of the organizers and architects that are making the Glass Street area a better block. Community involvement, minimal funding, volunteers, and manual labor. All of this is coming together after months of work to begin the transformation of the intersection of Glass Street and North Chamberlain Avenue. Teal Tebow and Heidi Hefferlin join me to discuss Better Block. Teal, if you drove down Glass Street before, what did you see?
Glass Street was pretty vacant, and it still is. There is a barber shop on the street. There is a hair salon, a liquor store, and a few churches. We are working really hard to kind of beautify the area and add some life on the outside. We are about to go underway with our new facade program, which will enhance three facades on the storefronts of Glass Street, so you'll be able to really see a difference there. But Better Block is just taking a lot of lighter, quicker, cheaper ideas and putting them on Glass Street so you can see a difference. So now there's tree planters. There'll be trees planted on Better Block. There'll be a crosswalk with chalk done. There's new banners installed on each side of the street. And there's a new community space going in, thanks to Heidi and her team.
There's also houses further on down the road, so you do have a neighborhood, a community going on there.
Absolutely.
There are businesses and residences. I spoke with Gail when we were having our work day on Saturday, and she and her mom have been there for 40 years, and they were reminiscing that it used to be such a vibrant community, and they're really hopeful that things can revive again.
When I drove down to the Glass House Collective, it was like a lot of empty storefronts, a lot of boarded up things, a lot of vacant lots with weeds growing and cracks in the sidewalk and stuff. And I'm thinking, there's community here. You know it because you see houses and you do see cars and people and such. Now it's going to be completely different in hopefully just another month or two.
Recently, Architecture Magazine featured communities all over the country that are doing this, and the beauty of it is that you spend a weekend transforming a block and you show people what's possible, which could encourage investment in your community.
It started in Texas a few years back, and it's been all over America. Catherine, the director of Glass House, and myself went, and we went down to one in Memphis. And we saw what they did. The bike lanes were still in place 3 years later.
Yes, these temporary things tend to linger around, so it can be a lot of fun.
There was 6 new businesses on the street, though, in just a year after they did their Better Block. So that's encouraging
amazing.
For us.
Well, there's already one new business that's planning on coming in. And I do know that when I was there, there was a business coming in that wanted to talk about how they could get involved. So people are paying attention. They are seeing some difference there.
Mm-hmm.
But you have something coming up this weekend that should just be pulling it all together and letting everyone else know what's going on.
There's actually going to be 6 storefronts that are otherwise empty that will be filled on Saturday. Quickly, I'll let you know a little bit of what's happening. There's a glass flea, a little flea market going in one. A man, Patrick, who just graduated from the Launch Business Planning course, he's selling his shoes, along with Zachary at Woodwise. He's going to have his repurposed furniture. There's going to be mark making, doing free hot chocolate and kind of reading poetry out loud, hopefully a warming station. James McKissick with the Urban League is going to put in his African-American art collection and have live jazz and kids activities. There's going to be trophy making and a community bike shop, so you can bring your bike down and get it fixed for free.
And some artists, right?
Yeah.
Devin Cronenberg is one, doing a big piece.
And Kevin Bate will be doing that as well. And graffiti artist Seven is going to be doing some live graffiti that day as well. So there's going to be a lot of murals intact and
yes.
going up, and it should be a great day.
And I believe the art pieces are going into the community space. Hefferlin Cronenberg Architects, we've designed the community space, and it's something that came from the community feedback that they wanted a place to gather, and also Last summer, the American Institute of Architects did a master planning charrette day, and every team designated the space we're working on as a place that could be a community gathering place for music, for arts gets together, for picnics, for cookouts. So we're really happy to be working on that, and we've committed with our firm to give back to the community and improve where we can around the city. So we believe design can make a difference, and this is one opportunity we took to work with Teal and Catherine, and it's really been a lot of fun. People from the community are helping us. On Saturday, we had a group of about 12 people working on erecting the gateway around the community space, and it's going to have canvas and new signage and artwork. We've been collaborating with artists to make this a reality, and I hope everybody can come out and see it on Saturday. And it appears right at the crossroads of Glass Street and Chamberlain Avenue, and there's a lot of traffic there. So it also acts as an identity for the neighborhood to show we're a neighborhood in change and we're improving. So it's a very visible way of naming that community. It's rebirth.
And along with everything that's happening is also Rise Up Chattanooga. It's a large, really large sculpture made of borrowed ladders. And we're asking everyone within the community and outside of the community to borrow their ladder for 1 month. This sculpture will be in place until the end of March, March 25th. We'll return everyone's ladder. After that, a pocket park is going in. So Trust for Public Land and Chattanooga Neighborhood Enterprise partnered and chose that as their location to put a park. And it will be multi-generational according to the community. That's what they're looking for and that's what they want. So it's exciting to have this sculpture in place for a month and then have an actual park built afterwards.
And so I think we need 100 more ladders. So everybody out there, bring your ladder. It's going to be a really cool sculpture.
All of the discussions of desires and volunteer labor is great, but it also takes commercial donations to make it all happen. Premier Stone Services is donating materials to make the park become a reality. I spoke with Taylor Ertling on the phone about the partnership and support from their company.
Premier Stone Services intends to come in and collaborate with the resident artist at Glasshouse Collective. His name is Rondell Cryer. We're going to come in and provide granite, marble, and tile to create kind of a functional art piece in this lot that was once underused and overgrown, and we'll create a gathering space.
Stone Services merged with the Tryon Group from Atlanta toward the end of last year to form Premier Stone Services, opening the door for more community projects.
One of the best benefits of that acquisition was their philosophy towards marketing. They believe in community outreach marketing. So Stone Services was interested in being involved in the community, and we did several small kind of behind-the-scenes projects. But now, because we're a part of a bigger group that has stronger community outreach commitment, we're going to be able to do that a lot more.
Premier Stone Services will have a booth at Better Block this Saturday. If you want to come see some of the materials they will be donating to the community. Teal, what else can we expect to see?
We are actually unveiling the Glass Street brand that day as well. So two murals will go up for that. And paperwork, they do temporary murals out of wheat paste, and they will be out there that day putting those two murals up as well. We're going to be having a yarn bombed trolley. Yes, you heard that right. It's a mixed medium piece that will be half painted on plywood, but also half knit with yarn. So that will be in place too. So there will be a lot of murals happening the day as well. We're really trying to get artists involved in this project.
Can't they also visit your website for a list of activities?
Yeah, it's betterblockglass.com. There's a whole schedule and a list of activities as well. These are all lighter, quicker, cheaper projects that are going to be done by citizens over a weekend span for Better Block. In the interim, long-term plans, the city of Chattanooga is putting in new sidewalks with pedestrian lighting. There will be benches added to the street and new trash cans. So this is all short-term to just continue the momentum as we move forward.
Better Block is Saturday, February 23rd, at the intersection of Glass Street and North Chamberlain Avenue from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you want to loan your ladder for Rise Up Chattanooga, be sure to bring it by before Saturday morning. Follow the links on the Around and About blog at wutc.org for more details about Better Block and the community efforts of the Glasshouse Collective. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.